was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the fall of the waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our King. You are our Master, our Ruler, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nothing worth more than I've ever come true. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Come on, hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. We need his presence. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is where our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord, Lord, your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and flood this place with the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us become more aware of your glory. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware
of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. It's your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. In your presence, hallelujah, we move and we have our beings. Hallelujah. We need your presence right here this morning. Hallelujah. As we woke up this morning, we woke up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome for your presence, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Yes. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Yes. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We need your presence. We need your presence. Hallelujah. Every day we need it. Every second we need it. Every minute we need it. You are worthy, hallelujah, to be present, to be praised. Hallelujah. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Yes,
hallelujah.
I am, Minister. Well, praise God, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are so thankful for this time together, the time of joy, the time of fellowship, the time of worshiping you, the time of giving praise, the time to sit and hear a word from the Lord. Oh, we thank you for this day. We thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night, for getting us up, oh God, in our right minds. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for ears to hear and eyes to see, oh God, to the discernment, and not just visual eyes, but, Lord, to be able to see spiritually what you have for us. Now, Lord, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Oh, God, the visionaries of this call, that you bless them indeed, Lord. Continue to download your strategies from heaven for them individually, Lord, as well as what you have for us, the Master's Call. Father, we thank you for Mother Josie, for Mother Oliver, for Mother Blackwell, Lord. Father, our matriarchs who have blessed us with wisdom from on high. So good to have them here with us. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us, for each and every team member of the Master's Call. Father, you know what we stand in need of, and we just ask, oh God, with your children, not only sitting here to receive it, but to serve as well. Now, God, we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring a word that has already been downloaded for heaven. Father, I thank you that we are, that you've given us ears to hear, and we're checking all the excess stuff at the door, the baggage, so we can hear the word. Bless them indeed, oh God. Guide their tongue, guard their hearts, and hide them behind the cross. All of you and none of them, as they bring forth the word. We give you praise this morning. We honor you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We love you, Lord. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been my pleasure to greet you this morning, and I pray that you go out and have a day that is filled with love, peace, and joy as we serve the Lord throughout our day. Host, and as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just got to know that I do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you and love you as well. Thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister Rosalind, for that awesome worship and setting the atmosphere on this morning. Well, my name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I just ask God to bless each and every one of you that's on the call on today in a very special way. The Master Call got started back in October 2010 by the co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture on which it stands is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website that you can visit anytime that you like, and that's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speaker. The theme for this year in 2020 was Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and Through Us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Hallelujah for that. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, we are now called Artist Life, where we have the great products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. That's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Presidential Tuesday, so we asking each and every one of you to get on that call right after this call. And we want to announce that today is February 4th, 2020, which is day 31 of the corporate fast, and there's 9 more days to reach that 40-day mark, and what a powerful fast it has been. The prayer directive today is to pray for legal and compliance, human resources, IT and logistics, the administrative staff, customer support staff, accounting, purchasing, sales and operations, shipping and warehouse, And we pray that the Lord cover each and every department and every person representing for Artist Life. So thank you for the prayers. And at this time, I want to introduce our speaker for today, bring her to the front of the line, who's bringing the word for us today. She's anointed and appointed, a powerful prayer warrior who's rooted and grounded in the Lord, who talks with grace and walks in authority. This mighty woman of God, I truly appreciate her. She has prayed and decreed over me when I was up and down. So I introduce to some and present to others. I say, come and preach the word of God, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for stepping in and doing such an awesome job hosting. And I so appreciate and love you. Thank you for all that you do. And I tell you, whenever we have the opportunity, and she has the opportunity to do so, she just steps up and say, hey, I'm available here. I love that. I love that. That is a true servant leader. Thank you so much for being the blessing that you are. And Minister Willa, I glorify God for you. Thank you, Prayer Warrior, for greeting and seating everyone this morning. Of course, you always have the joy of the Lord in your voice, and we so appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Minister Roslyn, yes, yes, yes. I give God glory for you for starting this day with the worship that you did. Lord, you are definitely welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. So thank you so much for allowing God to use you. And I can't go on without saying thank you to our awesome and wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. When these women of God said yes to the Master, little did we know what God was going to do with this platform. And truly, it has been amazing what he has done through this awesome call, how many of us have been affected and in such a miraculous and wonderful way. And I give God glory for the two of you. Thank you for allowing me to share this platform. And to you, my TMC family, didn't forget about you. This call wouldn't be without you. So thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, it's definitely not too late to continue to ask people to come on with us and just let's worship and praise the Lord and hear his word together. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Come fill this atmosphere. Flood this place and fill it in such a miraculous and wonderful way. Your glory, Lord, is what our hearts are definitely longing for. Just to be overcome by your wonderful presence, O Lord. Lord, take this vessel and use it to your glory. Lord, that we will all hear what the Spirit has to say. And I give your name praise. I give your name glory. I give your name honor, O God, because you are the awesome and wonderful God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, again, it's definitely a privilege and a pleasure to come before you, and I definitely don't take this opportunity for granted. And I asked the Lord, okay, you've given me this, and I shared it once before and it's been some time, I think, since I've done it here, and the Lord gave me some extra to add to it. And I'm going to talk to you about a healthy mind. A healthy mind, the power of our thinking is the subtopic. A healthy mind, the power of our thinking. We as God's children should acknowledge the power of our thoughts, whether or not we are aware of it. A war is raging. Yes, it is. And the battle is for our minds. The enemy's number one target is the arena of our thoughts. Simply because the enemy plants little negative seeds here and there in our thought pattern and what have you, discouraging thoughts in our brains, and it doesn't mean that we have to nurture and help it grow. If we do, that thought will affect our emotions, our attitudes, and eventually our actions. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. Now, that's something to meditate on. As a man thinks, so is he. You know, a holistic physician had mentioned that our attitudes, which stem from our negative thinking, affect our natural bodies, such as these. Anger affects the liver. Fear affects the stomach. Depression, lack of energy. Rebellion, the neck and the reproduction system, just to name a few. Now, if our thoughts affect our emotions and our bodies that way, and we feel exactly the way we think, you know, we have to really take an observation of what our day is all about, where our thought patterns are. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Then God went on to emphasize in verse 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, why did God emphasize on this matter? He knew that our minds needed to be renewed. He knew that. And we must take responsibility for our minds, which lead to our actions. And as long as we keep making excuses, such as blaming the family tree, our environment, past relationships with others, our circumstances, we won't be truly free mentally, physically, or spiritually. Galatians 5:1, and I think I say it all the time, you guys, because God had implanted this thing in my spirit, man, and he told me, I want you to get this. And it says, stand fast, stand firm, in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And I can sit here and elaborate on the different yokes of bondage, but God won't allow me today. So let's take a private emotional thought pattern test, if we will. How often during the day do we allow situations to irritate us? When our schedules are shifted, do we roll with the punches, or do we react with panic attacks? In all our ways, do we really acknowledge God by asking for his direction, or do we just jump into our agenda in our own way? That's sort of risky. I'm sure we're all guilty of this sometimes or another, yet when the outcome isn't what we anticipated, where do our thoughts lead us? We should declare, I have the mind of Christ, and continue to move forward, even if we have had some mishaps in our thinking and been distracted in some type of way. We can get back on board and say, I have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to direct me and get me back on track. Thank you, Lord, that you're using this for my good and your glory. Now, here I'm going to talk about my girl. You know that Shunammite woman who God blessed with a son that she didn't ask for, but yet she was so grateful for him. Well, that son died on her knees. And the Bible said she laid him on the bed of the man of God, Elisha, and shut the door. Never panicked, nor threw a fit, not even shared the situation with her husband. Now, we're talking about her son, you guys, okay? Think about that. This is her son, and she's calm as a cucumber. When she asked her husband to get a donkey ready so she could go and see the man of God, and he asked, why? It's neither new moon nor the Sabbath. What was her response? It is well, my Lord. She never spoke anything about her situation. When Elijah saw her coming, he sent Gehazi to ask, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? Her response, it is well. And then she came and fell at Elijah's feet, not saying anything negative or derogative. She was very respectable to the man of God. You know how we can get. Now, you prophesied over me and told me I was going to have a son, and you don't know what happened. This and that, blah, 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 blah. But she calmly fell at his feet after speaking, "It is well." Notice, when Elijah and sent Gehazi to place the staff on the child, Gehazi returned saying, "The child is not awake." Now, what am I saying here? Our thought pattern directs our speech pattern. Yes, yes, yes. Can I say that again? Our thought pattern directs our speech pattern. Not one person mentioned he was dead. Now, the Bible stated he was dead, but not one of them spoke that. God honored the Shunammite's faith by restoring her son back to life. Now, what are we speaking in our everyday lives? That's a thought. Our children's lives, what are we speaking over them? And if you will, let me take a moment. I know it's Black History Month, and I thank God for the wonderful history that Dr. Vanessa spoke yesterday. I'm telling you, she's phenomenal in that. And I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole because she is definitely the professor in teaching history. But when we think about our culture, have you noticed in our culture how quick we call our children bad? Now, why is that? If we're honest, we've all done it sometime or another. That boy is so bad. I mean, it just comes out. Why is that? And so we need to stop it. We need to nip it in the bud. And when I discovered the power of the tongue, I found myself correcting the parents of children I didn't even know, you know, the nerve of me. But yet, when I knew the power of the tongue, I was really trying to help to correct them. And I would say, "Oh, no, they're not bad. You don't want to speak that over your child." You know, because our tongues, what we say is so powerful. Now, they're just temporarily mischievous, okay? And it'll pass. Yeah, they're all gone through their moments. We did, you know. Think about, I don't know how about you, but how many whippings have you had in your lifetime when they were whipping in the day? They whipped in my day, okay? But when they were doing that, how many times have they had to correct us? And then, you know, but the thing about it is that we have to remember that what we speak over our children. So while you spanking, you say, "You are a blessing of the Lord." Glory to God. You are the head and not the tail. Yes, 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 indeed. I tell you, that'll be a change. That'll be a change. I had to say that because I had a visual on that one. Glory to God. But what we speak over our children is what they'll become. What we speak over our children is what they'll become. Now, our Father spoke over our lives that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So why do we speak the worst over our children? Let's change it. Let's start speaking life over them. All children, not just ours, over all children. Speaking life. It is well. It's well with their mind. It is well with their bodies. It is well with their spirit. They have the spirit with Christ dwelling there. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Philippians 2 and 5 said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, think about how Jesus walked along in different scenarios of life and how he handled things so calmly, how he spoke life, you know. And one time, yes, he did curse a tree, but he was showing people the power of the tongue. He was letting them know, yes, you can speak cursings and it will happen. So we got to be careful what we speak over our lives. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So to a large extent, we can control our own destinies. When we think mediocre, we're destined to live an average life. But when we align our thinking with God's thoughts by dwelling on his word, when we dwell on thoughts of his victory and favor, we will be propelled towards greatness with God's supernatural blessings. Again, declaring his word over everything and that we have the mind of Christ. Now, here's a scripture. It says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. We're talking about a healthy mind. It's healthy thinking. It's creating that healthy mind. A few steps to move on into our healthy mind. Let's first identify our obstacles. What negatives have we been meditating within our minds? And then, if I could add on, what buttons that can be pushed that can distract us to make our minds start thinking negatively? We can overcome that. Say, no longer will will no longer distract me. This will not overtake me. Secondly, practice the positive toward any negative. Even the positive thinkers deal with disappointing situations. The difference is that they've learned to let things roll off their back and enjoy life no matter what happens. And that's, again, focusing on the situation. We don't have to focus on that. Not going to focus on that. Back. I'm going to focus on Jesus. Because, see, everything that I'm going through, everything that we're going through, is to glorify him. Job say, though they may come against me, yet I'm going to trust him. I might be going through all this, yet I'm going to trust him. Why? Our focus is going to be on Jesus. And thirdly, believe and confess God's word over any and everything that may attempt to distract our healthy mindset. So when these distractions come along, we're going to start speaking what God's word said. And I've already given a few. And you know what your favorite scripture is. You know what you stood on. I know one of them that Lord had given me. He says, our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, my goodness. That's 1 Corinthians 2. We're not going to dwell on what men think. Our thoughts and our faith is in God's power. And this is how God, our Father, thinks. See, he's a thinker, too. This is what he thinks. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and I an expected end, a future, and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. That's something that we can give our children today. Post it on their walls. Put it in their book satchels. Let them know that God says, I have a thought towards you, and it is a thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is something that our children can learn and say, this is what God thinks about me. And if he thinks this much of me, guess what? I'm going to live it out. So I encourage you and me, let's saturate our minds, meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, compelling, gracious, on the best, not the worst, on the beautiful, not the ugly, people and things to praise, not things to curse. Let's do this daily, and we'll be like trees, he said in the book of Psalm 1, planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in its season. And see, God's grace will abound towards each and every one of us in every area of our lives. Why? Because our minds are being renewed every day. That, my friends, my sisters, my brothers, that is a healthy mind. I hope you got a thought from this message. Love each and every one of you. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
My. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that powerful word, a healthy mind, the power of our thinking. Thank you that we have to decree that we have the mind of Christ daily. And thank you that the word of God tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of our God. Thank you for that. I will call you back to close the call. Now, with the benediction, after a few announcements, let's pray over our prayer requests. Father, I thank you for this, your daughter. Father, I thank you, Lord, that your mighty hand and your outstretched arm is upon her life. I thank you for uploading, oh, Father, your mighty word to feed your people on today. Father, the preaching and the teaching that's within her. Thank you that your word, Father, flowed out of her belly like rivers of living water. Father, now I ask you, oh, God, that you fill her cup, oh, God, and let it overflow over and over again, Father God, as you prepare, oh, Father God, a place for her, God, with your favor, with your anointing, and Father, and let your glory, Father God, be in her life. Father, bless her husband, oh God. Bless her whole family, God, her seed and her seed, oh Father. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, Lord, that you're giving her right now the desires of her heart, Father. We thank you for her, Father. We lift up Dr. P.K., Roberts Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on today. Thank you for them, God. Mighty women of you, Father. Thank you, oh God, Father, how you use them, Father God, each and every day, Father. Continue to bless them and their families, oh, Father, like never before. Father, we love you for them. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and every distributor and every customer, every staff member. Father God, that your hand is upon us, oh, Father, that your favor, Father, never leaves us. Father, we thank you. We pray for Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and Mother Blackwell. Lord, continue to keep on keeping them, God, in a mighty way. Father God, we pray for the ones that are sick, oh, Father God, oh, Father, in a bed of affliction. Your word said, but you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, oh Father, that they are healed. Every bereaved person, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the Father God, Lord, that you can continue to comfort them, God, as they mourn, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, Father, for the TMC family, God, and everyone on this call, Lord, that you continually hear their heart, God, and, Lord, continue to bless them in a mighty way. We thank you, Father, and these are the things, Father, that we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To hear this powerful playback message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the pin is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We thank you once again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with that powerful prayer today. Minister Roslyn, thank you once again for setting the atmosphere with that awesome worship. And Minister Brenda, thank you for that powerful message this morning. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to come back and close us with the benediction.
Girl, I was about to say, come on and preach that thing. Come on and preach that thing. You could do part two, my sister. Glory to God and that powerful prayer. Love and appreciate you. I tell you, TMC family, we are blessed. We are blessed with such wonderful people, and we are blessed with you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are, and we so appreciate you and the time that we spend together. So we will declare this, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, yes, with a healthy mind, according to the power that works in each and every one of us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever, hallelujah and amen. Have a glorious and wonderful day.